Not to be indelicate here, but using the ladies' room during intermission at the Belk Theater is a real drag.
Well, the line is always out atrocious.
Oh, yeah. No, it's always really busy down there, so I try to go beforehand just because I don't even want to do the battle.
And possibly miss some of the show. I plan now because I know I plan in advance. Only one glass of wine.
And that's just a random sampling of women who work at WFAE. Technically, the Belk's orchestra-level bathroom is plenty big to meet building codes for large gatherings, says Blumenthal Performing Arts President Tom Gabbard. But funnel your entire potty-going public into one basement corner facility during a 10-minute intermission, and you've got a problem. So for the first time since the theater opened in 1992, the ladies' room is getting a makeover. Gabbard says there will be twice as many stalls.
We are going 24 to 48. And so there's essentially a new wing.
And more sinks and exits to improve flow. The restroom renovation will cost Charlotte taxpayers about $800,000. Yes, taxpayers. Because the city owns the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center, as it does all the big cultural facilities uptown, and is responsible for major maintenance and building upgrades. Gabbard says we're not talking gold-plated toilets here, but punching out a reception room for a new row of stalls and then running all that new plumbing doesn't come cheap. The money will come from the fund reserved for maintenance and improvements to all city buildings. Why exactly does the Belk's bathroom warrant such spending?
This is one of the key gathering places for Charlotte. Not just for the performing arts. There are lots of community activities and meetings that take place here year-round. So making sure that the public is adequately served was a priority.
Speaking of gathering, there will be a lot less of that going on in line for the ladies' loo once the renovations are finished early next year. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.